Bess Houdini. Wife and widow of the great Harry Houdini. She always helped her husband in everything he needed for his shows, and even managed to maintain a curious relationship with him once he died. In fact, the tradition of evoking his presence goes back to the Halloween night of 1936, when Bess decided to organise a spiritualism session to celebrate the 10th anniversary of her husband's death. The meeting would take place at the summit of a mountain, as close as possible to the sky. But as the project took shape, the venue was replaced by something more accessible, the rooftop of the Knickerbocker Hotel in Hollywood, a place with a structure to congregate up to 300 guests and enable the radio to broadcast live to the whole world. At 8 o'clock, the guests at the seance gathered around a round table, held their hands in a circle, and stood in silence, waiting eagerly for a sign from the famous magician. The leader of the session, Edward Saint, tried to establish contact with the magician for more than an hour until he realized that his efforts were useless. Houdini would not return from the realm of the dead, and now he had to close the session. For 2 decades, his widow kept a lit candle as a symbolic link between the earthly and the spiritual life. It was time to put out the flame that had illuminated her hope all this time. "The sanctuary of Houdini has remained illuminated all this time," said the widow with resignation. "Now, respectfully, it's time to put out the flame. 10 years is enough time to wait for any man. Everything is over. Good night, Harry." Echoing all this halo of mystery that surrounds Bess Houdini, we have proposed a character certainly enigmatic and somewhat obscure. We collect a whole series of supernatural powers to endow the character of Bess, and obscurantism is part of her everyday life.